Waking up is never easy, especially when our lives are so full of being told what to do, say, and expect. Now is the time to see the truth of your own reality and step into your own power. It is important to share the plain, simple truth about what is really essential in our daily lives and how to adapt to a higher consciousness. Every week on Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas will share guidance and tips that will help you navigate the matrix, leading you to a far more rewarding and whole life without losing your mind. Together, we can make a difference and allow others to see that unconditional love is the way forward and can truly influence the way we live today. And now, the host of Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas.
Power, I assume. So, here I am. Welcome. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. So as we're continuing on our path, there's been lots of energy shifts. There's been lots of changes in our daily lives. And we've had to adjust. We've had to get used to this new energy, these new patterns, these new thinkings. And many of us have actually stepped into our own power and are beginning to live our true life purpose. But we're still contemplating what we're doing. We're still analyzing what we're doing, and we're still looking at what we've done and where we're going. And we're asking a lot of questions. We're asking a lot of questions about ourselves, and we're asking a lot of questions about what is going to happen. So it's important, once you've made this decision and made this step into new territory, that you keep an open mind, that you stop yourself from going crazy. I think this is one of the reasons why I created this show, was to stop myself going crazy. Living your own life, living it for yourself, realizing your own dreams and realizing your own reality. And many think one of the things I've often said in the previous show and in my teachings is, this journey is about ourselves. It's about you. What is important to you and what you would like to achieve from your day-to-day life. With these new energy shifts, I know tomorrow is the beginning of a major retrograde season. We've had a very powerful new moon, and there's been lots of interesting changes, lots of interesting perspectives, lots of headless chickens, and lots of people that are really, they have fallen off the path. They were on the path, they've fallen off the path, and they have to go on that path to realize that they will come back onto the path of righteousness, back onto the path of light. And they will be repeating a pattern. And it's sometimes very testing for those that are awakening, that are on a spiritual journey, to actually continue that path. Sometimes it just becomes far too much. And I know I've been there many times on this cliff edge. And I've had to jump. And I've had to pray and believe that either my wings will fly or my parachute will open. And it really is stepping into the unknown. And that is what's really difficult for the human psyche to appreciate, to take that risk. But we'll all go to the fairground. We'll all go onto a roller coaster. We'll drive a car very fast. We'll get onto the back of a motorcycle with some stranger or with someone that we know. And these are also unknown situations. When you wake up in the morning, you don't know what's going to happen. You just have a simple plan of what you're going to do, whether it's to feed the children, then go to work. What's going to happen in your work? Nobody knows. But you try to plan your life in a way that you have known results, that you try to retain control. And this is the control that I believe the universe is trying to get us to release. Just let it be, just live, just be yourself and allow everything to happen that is supposed to happen. There are certain things that you can control. You can control how you work and where you work and why you work, but you can't control nature. You can't control what will happen. As long as there's more than one person involved, you can't control anything. You can control yourself, but we're still tempted by our ego. Somebody will trigger us. And this is when we start to lose control. But acknowledging our ego is a very difficult, but it's a very powerful tool. Our ego will always be with us. It's part of our defense mechanism. It's what we do with the ego that matters, and how we process the information, and sending it back to from whence it's come. And, you know, today, even I've had my ego triggered, but we embrace it and say, thanks for coming down to play. I recognize you. This is not the time for you to be involved. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for the trigger. And now I'm going to continue along my path and let it go. If we continually subject ourselves to self-criticism, to analysis, we are going to drive ourselves insane. We do create our own destiny. We do create our own future. We are in control of our own future. As long as we're surrendered to the outcome of all will be what will be. Sorry, I'm a bit tongue-tied because I'm speaking to myself. You know, it's very strange speaking to yourself on the radio, but there you go. I'll try to relax myself a little bit. There are many external influences in our lives, and these external influences try to take control over us. Media is the biggest example that I can mention. Society, our parents, our grandparents, our religion, whatever religion we are, if any, and those that are not in any type of religion or societal template are living free and happy lives. Those guys that are living out in the bush, in the wilderness, in the Rockies, living out in Mother Nature, they're controlling their perspective, their boundaries, and they allow in who they want to allow in. If I have a friend out in the outback in Australia, if I want to go and see him, I have to go and drive thousands of kilometers. I just pray that he's there or hope that he's there and drop in and see him. Other than that, nobody goes to see him. So when we decide to embark upon this path of righteousness, this awakening path, it is a journey, our own journey. And nobody else can be involved in that journey. It's ours to live. It's ours to realize. And as we begin to open our minds and our hearts and our souls to this complete unknown territory, many beautiful things happen. Many beautiful creative things happen. And there's a lot of positivity and a lot of emphasis around your life, where you're going and what you're doing and how you're going to achieve it. And I was having a discussion today with some friends here about what am I doing here in this small town in Croatia as an Englishman? What am I doing here? And what are my plans for the future? And I was talking about going back to Spain, potentially realizing that I want to build an eco farm and a resort, a health resort for people to come for healing. I said, one of the things that I need to be by is by the river, by the water. And I'm living here next to a river, the River Danube. And he said, but why don't you consider taking over my school? You're an Englishman. I'm an English teacher. I teach English. I have a school there. I'm retiring in 4 years' time. And I said, well, I appreciate the offer and I would love to be able to do this, but I can't give a commitment for something that's in four years' time. I don't know where I will be in 4 years' time. I don't know where I will be tomorrow. So these templates that we have are incredibly deep. As soon as we start work, we're told to start planning for our retirement. So at 17 or 18 or 20 years old, we're already thinking of our retirement, which is 40 or 50 years away, but we're planning for it. And we've all seen the collapse of the financial markets, and many people have lost millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars of their retirement fund. What is the purpose? To feed greed? To feed a broker his commission? To feed an investment fund their profits? Who's making the profit? You certainly aren't making the profit. You're not receiving the benefit. And if you have been the victim of one of these companies that's collapsed, after 30 years of working, you find that you don't have a retirement plan. What happens then? So when we start to plan things, and when we start to try and predetermine our future, We're trapping ourselves into a template and we're conforming to what society says is normal and how it should be. And part of this awakening journey is really stepping out of that, let's say, society's comforts. Society doesn't give us any comfort. Society only makes profit or gain from what we contribute, including taxes. Taxes are taxes. I pay sales tax every day, but I also pay tax on my income. Why am I doing this? I pay tax for my vehicle to drive on the road. I pay insurance premiums to insure my vehicle. Why am I doing this? I've never had a car accident, but over years I've spent hundreds, if not thousands of dollars every year on car insurance, but I've never had an accident. Nobody's had an accident with me, but I've continued to pay it. It's a what-if scenario. Contributing into a pension fund is another thing. I've stopped doing that years ago. Why? Because I need to live how I want to live. And I need to break free from these templates and these societal demands that are put on us every day. My children go to school. They go to public school. And they learn what they learn. But they're now also awakening and they're deciding, I don't particularly want to learn this. Why am I learning this? Why am I learning about religion? I'm not religious. I'm in a Catholic country, so I need to learn about Catholicism. But Catholicism is also a template. It's a way of controlling you. You believe in the Bible, you believe in Jesus. Yes, these are all wonderful things. But if you look at the real estate that the Catholic Church owns, it's the richest organization on the planet. And that's a fact. And Catholics are contributing to that every day. Go to church, they pay. Go to see a priest, they pay. If you want to have confession, you have to pay. Did God want us to pay to build churches? Maybe we'll continue after the break.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that music. Feel like I'm going to the beach now. Well, there you go. I was talking about the Catholic Church. I didn't mean to offend anybody, but it's one of these real things that is... My children are questioning this. And it's something that I have to listen to as a parent and to apply logic and reason. And this is, You know, part of the journey of life is how we teach our children, what we teach our children, and what is important for them to know. And I know there's lots of moves here in Europe now to change the way that our children are taught, to take them out of this pre-constructed plan of education, how it should be. You know, here in Croatia, they still study chemistry, physics, and biology as separate subjects. And it's very hard for a 10 or 12-year-old girl like my daughter, who was educated in Australia, who studies science, which is a combination of all three. And she has to come here and get grades in physics, chemistry, and biology as separate subjects. And we've had to teach them how to adapt and how to adapt to foreign children that are living here. And yes, maybe this is a small hick town and it's unusual for foreigners to be here, but after all, Croatia is part of the European Union, and the rest of the European Union did adjust and has adjusted to receiving foreign children. Again, my daughter goes to a small school here and she's being taught English. And the way they teach English here is as a second language. So English as a foreign language, not as their first language. And the teacher's ability to understand English, what to say. And she starts asking technical questions, and Amy just says, well, I know it. Well, how do you know it? Well, I just know it. I was born English is my mother tongue. And, you know, I just know it. I haven't studied the technicalities of English. And she comes home after English, is this right, Dad? Is this right, Dad? Well, no, it should be this and this. But why is the teacher teaching us this incorrectly? And I've had to explain to her this is because the system here is teaching English as a second language. And I have to go to the school and explain to the teacher that she's a native English speaker, same as I am, and I can see errors in the way that they're teaching English here. So we're also teaching the population here how to do things differently, which is great. It's a cultural experience for us. We're living in a culture that's predominantly split ethnically. There was a war here in 1991, sorry. And that the conflict between the two nationalities, the Croats and the Serbs, is still here. It's still visible every day. And our children go to these education establishments where there is that he's a Serb, she's a Croat, and they have these separate drinking places, these separate coffee shops in town. And it's very primitive, and it's, you know, we're trying to show these people that they can live in harmony together. They did before this terrible incident in 1991 occurred, when it was Yugoslavia. They all lived together as brothers and sisters, comrades, whatever we want to call it. And since then, it's, no, you're a Croat, and your father did this to my relatives, and blah, 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 blah. So I know there's a reason for me to be here. And this is to promote change. This is to promote healthy change and integration and education. And I know there are lots of other foreigners, not lots of other foreigners here. There are foreigners here that are also helping people with PTSD, or PTSP, as I call it. Those that are struggling with the memories of the war that occurred here in the 90s. And there's no help for them from the state. It's all being coordinated by charities. And I work with them also, and we can see the travesty and the devastation that's occurring in the new generation. It's basically where the adults are passing the trauma onto their children. And again, this will go on to their grandchildren. So they're just transferring trauma. And more needs to be done with regarding this in the community. And I work here with a charity, CWWPP, which is an American charity that is based here in Croatia and has been since 1997. And they're helping 2,000 people a year to understand how to overcome this trauma that they're going through. And there are many other places around the world that are like that, but nothing's being done about it. Very few organizations are set up to deal with trauma of post-war conflict or conflict zones. And it's a travesty. And we've got people who can't be fed on the streets, people that are homeless, and there's nothing that the governments are doing about it. there are humble human beings like me and others that are helping others to grow and learn. But why aren't the governments doing more about it? At the end of the day, they've created this mess. There's my rambling about that. But going back to spiritual awakening, one of the things that I do believe that you guys should start to practice is changing your daily routines. We're very habitual characters. We're animals at the end of the day. Every animal has its habits. A dog will have its habits, a cat will have its habits, a cow, et cetera, et cetera. We also have our own habits. When we wake up in the morning, we wash our teeth, we wash our face, we do whatever, we make breakfast, and we go out the door. Or we go to the gym or whatever our routine is in the morning. One of the things with spiritual awakening is the necessity to change your psyche, because our psyche is the one thing that does control us as human beings. Our spirituality is part of us, but our psyche is the one thing that controls our actions. And to break any pattern, we need to change what we do. And one of these first things that we try to do is to reprogram our mind. And our mind is fairly resilient because it's determined to succeed in what it's set to do, especially if it's been programmed. And if you wake up in the morning and you normally, let's say, make a cup of coffee or make a cup of tea, change that. Make a juice, make a smoothie. If you have cereals for breakfast, change that for something else. These small things on a day-by-day basis will start to tell your brain and your psyche that you're gearing up for change. And it's very easy to step back into what you know, and it's sometimes very uncomfortable to step into something that you don't know. And this is why your brain and your psyche is resilient to change. If you start with these small steps, you're beginning to reprogram your mind to be open to learning new things in a new way. And again, if you go to work, if you go by bus, take a metro. If you haven't got a metro, take a car or a bicycle. If you go by car and you take one route every day, take a different route, find another route. The same as I've said before, if you go jogging every day, why don't you try walking? When you're jogging, your eyes are focused on the ground or right in front of you. You're blaring your ears with music or meditations or whatever you're putting in your ears, and you're not paying attention to what's going on around you. And maybe occasionally you'll bump into somebody or somebody will bump into you because nobody's paying attention. But if you're walking, take the earplugs out and hear nature. Hear the cars blaring their horns, hear the people laughing and joking or shouting and screaming, hear the kids playing in the park, hear the birds, hear the dogs, hear nature, and open your ears to listen to these new sensations. Because as man has evolved, we begin to shut ourselves off from what is real, and we're programming ourselves with synthetic, with music, with news, with the internet, with everything that's synthetic, and we're forgetting what nature actually sounds like. When was the last time that you went to a park and fed the ducks or fed the birds? When was the last time you went to a river and listened to the way the river is flowing? Because it's very interesting when you listen to the river flowing. It does speak to you, and it can speak to you, especially if you're sitting there and the river's flowing fast. Look at what's going on in the river and see what's going on in that life. And every millisecond, that river is flowing. It's not stopping. You're stopping. But life is like a river. It never stops. If you jumped into the river now, you would never be in the same place in the next second. You would be somewhere else. Life is the same. And we can never step into the same waters twice. We can only keep moving and evolving and expanding our consciousness. So life is like a river, and we should try and maintain that thought process that the river is flowing, so therefore we flow. If you're getting confused with lots of stuff going on around you, with people influencing you, take a step back from it all and listen to yourself. Turn off the chatter. Again, in this case, you can plug the earphones in and not have music and stop the chatter of all of the people around you. And listen to what your own higher self is saying. Listen to your heart. Listen to your soul. And listen to what it really wants. What do you really want to achieve? What is your objective? What would make you happy right now? If you had a magic wand right now, what would your wish be? Where would you like to be? Most probably it wouldn't be where you are. And if these are the types of wishes that you have, then there's no reason why you can't achieve them. It just takes practice. It just takes time. It takes patience. And as you step away from these societal demands or these societal needs, as they've been deemed, you can actually see things differently. I tend to teach my students to take an overhead perspective, take a trip into a helicopter and stand, watch overhead, and look at yourself and this other person or this other situation below, and look at it objectively. Don't look at it from yourself's perspective, look at it from the overhead view, and you could see that there are different ways of handling these things. It's cognitive thinking. Thinking new ways, thinking new objectives, and really listening to what's going on around you. And then you will start to hear your own voice. You will start to hear what you really want and what you really desire. Want's the wrong word, actually, because want is a demand. What you would really like. What are your passions? What are you really good at? And these are the types of questions that you should be asking yourself. I've been here for 10 years. What would I like to be doing tomorrow or the next day? What would I really like to be doing? And then you could take steps towards that. And if you really believe that's what's in your best interests and what you believe is good for you and your soul, then there's no reason why you can't achieve that. And many people have stepped out of corporate life and gone to live a hermit's life. And they've never been happier. I know I was one. I'm an ex-corporate executive, ex-CEO in the financial services industry. And what I know is so horrible. What I know in that reality is not nice. Because I could see the illusion. I couldn't see the illusion when I was working in the illusion, but I could see it now. I could see it very soon after I woke up. And we'll continue after the break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers. Live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And I'm sitting here laughing to myself. One of the things I think is interesting, talking about lifting the veils of illusion, I was reading very happily yesterday the news announcement by Mars, which is a big organization, big corporate, they're now advising people not to eat more than one or two of their items every week. Now, so they've been promoting for years that their food is this, their food is that. A Mars a day helps you work, rest, and play. It's one of the slogans I remember as a child. This is like 40 years ago. They've been promoting themselves as a food outlet, as a offering of delights and things. And now they're turning around to say, it could be bad for you. There's probably too much sugar in there. And there's probably not a lot of goodness in there. I was so happy to see that because this is an organization that's been around for centuries. And we've been convinced to go and buy their disposable, or not disposable, their ready meals or their confectionery or whatever else they make, believing that is good because this is their marketing. And this is the way that they promote their brand, that they're a conscious company, that they're promoting health and vitality. Well, this statement yesterday really just goes to show that they've been misleading us. And we can see lots of other news developments around the world, particularly around the US dollar, particularly around the stock markets. And I'm one that understands the stock markets fairly well. And I can see this false bubble being created. There's been a rally on the stock markets for the last couple of weeks. There's an underlying motive for that. And you have to be aware that the stock market is the stock market. Who controls the stock market? It's a trading, an illusion. The trading is an illusion. Who's controlling the share prices of companies? People are buying and selling, but who's doing the buying and selling? It's not you, the Joe public. You're the ones that end up losing. If the stock market goes down, it's because the brokers and the big investment houses are pushing the stock down. So they'll push the stock down. You'll start to sell in a panic. And then when the stock price is nice and low, they'll start to buy again and build the share price up again. And this is how they're making this illusion happen and a reality. And that's just one example of how we're being misguided. You can tell if there's an incident or incident around the world, particularly if you see this, particularly if you see heavy assets like gold or silver moving higher or lower. If there's an incident regarding a precious metal or the economic growth in China, you'll see the price of these commodities increase or decrease. And this is you can tell what's going on around the world just by looking at the stock market. And this is all fear. It's all based on fear. And, you know, this is how we have been coaxed into this living our lives today. This is good for you. This is good for you. That is good for you. So therefore you will buy it. Why do you need to stand outside a store, an Apple store, when they're launching a new phone? Why is it so important to have the latest technology or even to stand outside a store at silly o'clock in the morning just to be the first to buy that gadget? I've never understood that. What is the reason for that, the logic behind that? This is pure ego. You need to be the first to have the latest. This is just an egoistic thought. There's nothing more than that. And this is, light workers are trying to change this thought process so that you can realize that that is not conducive with the way humanity should be living. We're not living a puristic life any longer. We're being molded into effectively what I believe will happen in 50 years' time is we will be robots. We'll be performing roles and functions that to a set of orders, as we are already, but there will be more and more and more control. Instant gratification. You send a message, whether it be by Viber, MSN, or SMS. You want an answer now. You send an email. You want an answer now. And why is that? And I've mentioned this before. 20, 30 years ago, we were sending letters still. Why is it so important to have an answer now? So we've become a very, very much focused on instant gratification. And this is clouding our vision and it's clouding our judgments. And we've stopped loving. We've stopped caring. We've stopped worrying about how our neighbor is or how our distant relatives are the other side of the world. We've stopped caring about us, ourselves. And we're feeding We're feeding revenues and profits to the big corporations and other such organizations because we're not caring about ourselves. We're caring about the latest trends. I must have the latest car or the latest motorbike or the latest electronic gadget. Where is this all coming from? It's being fed to us. So therefore, we're eating it and we're actually churning it out. So we're not working for ourselves. We're working for everyone else. And when you come to a point in your life, this waking up process, something drastic happens in your life, and then all of a sudden you have an aha moment. Well, it shouldn't be like this, really. Why am I spending all my time working like a trooper and I'm having no benefit or no enjoyment out of it? Stop and ask yourself that question. It's not about money. Why do you need money? I've gone from 100,000 plus a year salary to $20,000. And I'm living happier now than I was when I had that massive salary. The more money you've got, the more you'll spend. This is human behavior. This is how it works. Because we've been programmed to spend, spend, spend. We've become a consumer society. And this is how these big corporations get so big. Because they're feeding us crap and we're buying their BS. And that's all there is to it. And when you take to stop and think about that, that's very realistic. And as you are waking up, you will begin to see all of these illusions. Who controls the media in the US? 7 companies. Why do you think that is? Who controls the banks in the US? Probably 2 or 3. I don't know, 2 or 3. These companies are getting bigger and bigger. They're buying each other out. And we're continuing to feed them. If you take what you spend in groceries every week out of those big giants, each and every one of you that's listening, and you planted that in your own garden or your own, you can grow vegetables and plants in your own home on the windowsill, on the window box. If you took that revenue out, 100 million people took that $30 or $40 out of their revenue stream every week, how would that affect them? But the benefits to you are far greater. You're not going to suffer because they suffer. You're going to be much more healthier and far more beneficial because you're claiming back what is yours. It's your money. You choose to spend it how you wish to. I would rather have vegetables grown at home than going to the supermarket to buy them that are processed or bought from some massive project that's in contaminated soil or things like this. When you're growing your own produce, you know where it's come from. You know that it's good soil. You know that it's been treated well. You know that it's been treated with love and respect. And it's been treated by yourself. So you know that it's safe to eat. You know that it's good to eat. And you know that it's far more healthier than going to a supermarket or a deli and buying something that's gone through a central distribution warehouse, been sprayed with chemicals, been in a freezer center or a chill center for 2 or 3 weeks before it's got to you. Try it yourself. Take a look at that simple exercise. If you took $30 or $40 a week out of a grocery store and you multiplied that by your community and you all invested in a piece of land and said, okay, this year we're going to grow carrots, potatoes, cabbages, cauliflowers, or whatever. You could have a small agricultural center with 20 of you and you would have vegetables yourself, fresh green vegetables every day for the rest of your lives. It doesn't take much. And you know, we're so fearful of the working regimes that we're working in that we work from 9 to 5, but you don't work from 9 to 5. You're working from the minute you wake up until the second that you go to sleep. You're working. There's no you time. And the awakening process is asking you to take some you time because that's the most important thing. You are the most important thing, not your boss, not your husband or wife or children. You are the most important thing and you are the most essential ingredient to living your life. And there are many energies that have shifted. There, you know, the frequencies of Gaia are raising and there are a lot more veils of illusion that will be lifted. And I know some of the things that I've seen and I know that these things are coming. And we can see what's happening in South America, in Brazil, in Venezuela, in Chile. We can see the earthquake yesterday in Japan. We could see all these things. We can see the situation in Russia. We can see the situation in Europe. Things have to get worse before they can get better. There has to be a collapse of some mechanism before things can get better. Something has to be broken so that the new can be formed. And as those that are awakening and the light workers are out there are promoting and shining their light and doing the good deeds that they're doing, it's becoming more and more apparent that there's something more to what you're being told, or what we're being told is the truth. Because we will never know what the truth is unless we are there at that time and at that place where that incident is happening. And this is the truth about everything. All you know that is true is within your condo, within your apartment, within your building. That's what you know is true. And that's the only truth that you should be concerned about. It doesn't matter what Arthur or Martha are doing next door or down the road. And it doesn't really matter what your mother and father are doing, or your aunties or uncles or your grandparents or your children are doing. What matters is what you're doing and how you are living your life, and how you can make that life more rewarding for self, to love yourself, and to give all of this energy that you're giving to others and invest that energy into yourself. And spiritual awakening is the best investment that you will ever make in your life. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. To have self-value and to have self-worth, self-esteem, and positive energy and auras around you is the most valuable asset that you will ever have in your life. And when you have that asset, you can do anything. You can achieve anything. The law of attraction, the laws of the universe clearly say this. You transmit positivity, you will receive positivity. If you transmit negativity, you will receive negativity. This is the law of attraction. And this is a very real situation. The more light that we shine, the more happy and the more love that we share, the more there is in the universe. And we'll continue.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Here we are again. It's 16th of April. It's Saturday evening. Tomorrow is the beginning of two retrogrades, I believe. And my electronics certainly have been affected by the coming retrograde. And as I was saying before, there are many things that we can do to change the way that we live. And it really just takes a week or 10 days of being by yourself, putting yourself in isolation and making that investment and making that choice in what you would really like to achieve. Do the exercise of who's in your life, what they give you, what you give them. Do this balance, because life is about balance. And then you set your own goals, you set your own targets, you set your own reality. You change the old routines for new routines. And these things, you may say, are very complicated. Anything is possible. The most complex situation, the most complex contract that you have in your life is with yourself. You can make it simple. You can invest in yourself and say, this is me. This is who I am. This is what I would like to achieve. And this is where I'm going to go. And if you have a lot of financial obligations and you have, you know, we're speaking hypothetically, aren't we? You have what you have in your life. You've created whatever you've created. And faith and trust in yourself is what is going to see you through. When you jump off that cliff, you have to believe that your wings are going to open and your parachute's going to open. Because it will. You have to believe in yourself, in all that you are, in all that who you are, all that you have been, and all that you're going to be. Do away with expectations. You can plan small things, but don't plan the rest of your life that it's dot the I's and cross the T's, because it's going to change. We don't know our destiny. We can only try to achieve what we feel is right. And we can only achieve that from a pure perspective, from a clear perspective. And if we're living every day in this cluttery jungle, how can we possibly think what is right for us? Because everyone is pulling us left, right, and center. We have to take control of ourselves. We have to take control of our lives. And once we have that control, we can achieve anything that we want to. One of the things that I encourage my students to do, and I've mentioned this before on previous shows, is to take a look in the mirror and take a selfie. And do the same thing in 3 months' time and see how you look. Try changing simple things in your day-to-day routine to make yourself feel better, to feel good about yourself. If you're going out and having fun, we do need, as humans, we do need appreciation. Go and have some fun with friends. Post it on social media and see what comes back to you. That was a great night. That was a great picnic. That was a great event. We had fun, didn't we? And this is good for you. This is, you're receiving praise from others where you wouldn't normally receive praise. If you're going out with friends, go and enjoy yourself. Take selfies and take pictures and post them. And watch the praise and the compliments come back. And this is then going to boost you internally. And then this is going to help you realize that there is more to life than what you're doing. There's more to life than paying the mortgage. There's more to life than working for the same company for 30 or 40 years. I haven't done it, and I will never do it. And I knew that when I was a very young man, that I would never be happy working for a big corporation. I had to go and live my life. I didn't realize until a few years ago what that purpose was. And that purpose now is to help spread love, because I know what love is. One thing I didn't have as a child was love. The people that I looked up to for love didn't give me love. I won't go into the details, but this is something that I recognized a long time ago and broke that template with my family. And these are some of the strongest templates and patterns that you can break. If you were abused as a child, whether it be physically, mentally, or sexually, or any other type of abuse, do you still believe that you should love that person? Does that person deserve that love if they've abused you? I would say no. If somebody abused you as a friend, do they still deserve to be called your friend? Your answer would be no. If somebody abused your child and they were a member of your family or they were a member of the school, do they deserve to be treated? Do they deserve to be a teacher or an auntie or an uncle? No, they're an abuser. So start to label people with what they are, with what they truly are to you, not what they're perceived to be in society, what they are to you. You can call your mother, but if she abused you, she's an abusive mother. And that's a fact. And this is the reality that some of us, some of you, some of us have taken years and years to understand. Why do we still love this person? They treated us like crap. They beat us. They abused us mentally. They weren't there for us, but we still love them. Does that mean we don't understand what the word love is? No, we don't. We have to love ourselves. We have to learn to love ourselves, and we need to understand where that love is coming from. This goes back into your inner child, especially if you've had an abusive upbringing. Go back into that inner child. Make peace with that inner child. Because for sure, when you were a child in an abusive relationship with your parents or whoever, you soon became an adult and you missed your childhood years. So now we're going through this process during awakening of getting back in touch with the inner child and healing that trauma that that child went through. And again, you're growing up again. And awakening is about growing up again. You're starting a rebirth. You're coming back into tune with who you really are and your true authentic self. And yes, it's very difficult, especially if you're more mature. It's very, very difficult because you have been programmed. You're in life patterns, but now is the time to break them. You stand up and be counted for who you are, not what somebody perceives you to be. And it doesn't matter. Nobody can harm you ever, ever again because they can't, because it's only words. Words are just words. Violence is violence. Nobody can hurt you for what's already happened. Only you can heal it. And you can heal it and make a tremendous difference to the way that you live your life from tomorrow or the next day. And you may think about it and analyze it and say, this is hard, this is tough. Yes, it is hard. And yes, it is tough. This journey is not easy. And it does require constant work and constant attention to everything that you're doing. And as long as you're doing this from a position of an open heart and an open mind, everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. You just have to believe that it will be, and it will be. Amazing things have happened. Amazing things will continue to happen. Just let them happen and just be. Enjoy life as if every day is the last day on this planet. And when you have that mindset that's living in the here and now, your life is tremendously different because there's no pressure on you. You've claimed your life. And now you're going to live it. And you're going to live it fully. And as I said I made a video for yesterday. If I passed away tomorrow, I will pass happy. I would never want to change anything that I've done in my life, no matter how good or bad people may perceive it to be. It's been my life. And I've lived a tremendous life, and I'm totally grateful for the way I've lived my life. And I'm grateful to myself, most importantly, grateful to myself for having broken the karmic energy, the family ties, and all of that stuff that didn't serve me 25 years ago. These are brave decisions, and we're warriors of light, and we can achieve it. We just have to jump. And when we jump, we will be taken care of. Everything that we need will be provided for us. We may not believe it. We may not think it. But as long as we believe it, anything is possible. 17th of April tomorrow is a very special date to me. 17th of April 2011 was the day that I arrived in Russia, in Moscow. And that day changed my life forever. It helped me to become the person that I am today. The person that I was 5 years ago is not the same person that's speaking to you now. But in those 5 years, the experience that I had in Moscow completely transformed the person that I am today. It took me 2.5 years, 3 years to realize and the last 2 years to understand the importance and the significance of that date, the 17th of April 2011, to me. It's when I met my beloved, my twin flame, and that changed my life forever. And it will continue to change my life every day. And for that, I'm grateful, eternally grateful. And for you guys that are awaking, believe in yourself. Believe in everything that is possible because you can make it happen. You are worthy. You're a soul living a human experience. You are here to go through that living experience in a human body. But your soul knows what is good for you, and your soul knows the path that it needs to take. And when you keep coming across these incidences in your life, these are the calling signs from your soul, from the divine, from the universe, to take it stop, look, and listen at what's going on around you and try to change it. Implement change, and you could begin to live a far more fruitful, rewarding life in peace, in love. And then you will start to understand unconditional love. Until next week, it's been a pleasure. Next week's show, we're going to be talking about creating abundance from within and understanding how to create all that we need from who we are. Thank you for joining me. It's been a pleasure. I will see you next Saturday. Take care. Namaste.